This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 22nd. We're solidly in summer, but those back-to-school ads hint at what is next. Paul Haas, the music director and conductor of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, is certainly thinking beyond summer. Earlier this month, SONA announced its next season. We called Paul last week to ask him about the season in general, but one particular specific piece, his own work titled Angelique. He says contemplating a season for a symphony is a multifaceted exercise.
For starters, each piece, will the audience love it? Or will they just kind of like it? Because, you know, kind of liking it isn't good enough. we have to make sure that each one is, after each piece, the audience wants to hear more. That's the sort of basic programming rule for me. And then after that, it's really about, you know, orchestra size is one. You know, if you're programming Beethoven's Third Symphony on one of the masterworks, which we are, then, you know, you're going to keep within that instrumentation. You're not going to do some overture that requires 120 people in the orchestra, because that just doesn't make financial sense. So you're programming around the size of orchestra, and of course you want to make sure that, just like if you're serving a dinner to guests, you want to make sure that it makes sense as an experience. And so there are things like energy flow. How does the audience feel from, you know, at the end of one piece, and what kind of next piece would take them from that place and lead them to another place? It's very much like a journey, the way a good culinary evening might be. Then you start talking about things like soloists. I mean, there are a million different things to be thinking about, but maybe that's the basics. Maybe that's enough.
It's an exciting season, and it's probably inelegant to tell you that there is a date that seems even more explosive than others, but I'm looking at the February 1st concert, which has Carmina Burana, but all, and a stage full of musicians and singers and artists, but there's also a piece on there by Paul Haas. Tell me about Angelique.
I figured it would be fun to share a bit of my, well, one of my other lives with our audiences in Northwest Arkansas. Many people may know, but many people may not know that I'm also music director of the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra up in Ontario, Canada. And as part of just being up there, I came across an author, sort of I guess you'd call him a folk author, named James Stevens, who wrote this book called Angelique Abandoned, and it's about a Métis woman, which means half white, half Aboriginal woman, who marries another Métis man, and they go along with some prospectors who have heard of this enormous copper boulder on an island on Île Royale, which is in Lake Superior. And so they go up there and they actually find this boulder. There was sort of like a legend that this boulder existed. They found it, and the deal was struck that all the white prospectors would sail away for a few months and get provisions and bring them back, and then they would deal with the copper boulder and take it away. What ended up happening was different. That ship never came back. And so her husband and Angelique and her husband were trapped there over the winter with no provisions at all. And so I don't want to ruin the story, but it's a hair-raising adventure. It really affected me, and I kept on thinking about it, and the psychological states that Angelique herself must have been going through at, you know, one time or another during the story. Now it's apparently a true story, but passed down through just through legend. And it was, I guess, took place in the 19th century. And it's just, anyway, I decided to write a piece about it because I figure if you think about something that much, you might as well process it in some way. And I got really excited about it. And so I started putting the proverbial pen to paper, which is very proverbial these days because it's all done on a computer. And I came up with this, I guess it's 17 minutes long, this piece of music that it's not a retelling of the story in any way, but it takes the key moments from this story, the really just these crazy, crazy states of mind she must have been in, and puts them into music. And so this was premiered this past season at the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. They've been doing quite a bit of commissioning of my work, and I figured it would be fun to share it. So there you go. There's Angelique.
Is it different for you conducting a piece you wrote, you were there for the beginning, than it is any other piece that may be a century or so old?
That's a great question. I mean, I think my goal in studying any piece is to get to the point where I believe I feel like I was part of the compositional process, just because, you know, you start to figure out, you know, how people write. Mm-hmm. after studying their scores for, you know, decades. In some cases, but yes, it is different when I write it myself. I come to it with, you know, in two ways. First is I come to it with an intimate knowledge of the details of how it was written and exactly the colors I'm going for. You know, every single note that every single person on stage plays. But the other way that it's different is that, honestly, I never actually know what it's going to sound like.
Well, that's,
you know,
when you get
right down to it, this has never been played before. And so it's full of surprises. And, I would say, luckily for me, they're almost always pleasant surprises. I won't have realized exactly how that combination of voices would pop, you know, off the page and into a sonic experience. And so that's part of the fun. In this piece in particular, this last movement, the one that I started with, it's fast and furious. And it really, I had to adopt a new kind of composing for it. I had to sort of tweak the way I went about writing music. And I learned a lot in the process. And this one, actually, in the rehearsals up in Thunder Bay, I had to change quite a few things. And I guess that's one of the privileges of conducting your own music,
right?
Is that you can just do that. I mean, I would be hard pressed. I would probably be fired if I tried to do that with any composer we all know and love. When you're doing your own piece, you have free rein, you know, as long as the players don't revolt and say, hey, you should have known what you were doing when you wrote that thing.
But I think it would be the flip side of that. What a wonderful sort of experience for all of you to have together, to hear it for the first time.
It's an amazing experience. And that's partly what hooked me on composing was this sense of, oh, I'm coming in and I know exactly what this is and I know exactly what it's going to be, and then having my mind blown. And then you realize that you really are just channeling. I mean, in the end, you have a certain amount of control, but once it's out there, it becomes its own thing. It really gets a life of its own.
Paul Haas, music director of SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to the next season.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me on your show.
Paul Haas is music director and conductor for the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. The next season's schedule was officially announced this month. The Sona season begins in November. The concert, including Paul Haas' own composition, Angelique, February 1st. You can find out more at sonamusic.org.